It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And this week is Black Maternal Health Week during, as you would have it, National Minority Health Month, designated to bring attention and action to improve Black maternal health. On the line, my good buddy, she's a history maker, Lawrence Commissioner Amber Sellers, who's part of an event, Healthy Thriving Black Families, a conversation on Black maternal health. How you doing today, Amber?
I'm doing great, Julie. Busy, but
I know you are. Doing great. You always are. Now, first of all, this event is taking place, being brought to us by the Kansas Birth Equity Network, this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Memorial Hall. Amber, can you tell us a little bit more about the event and the different topics that will be discussed as we are talking about the importance of Black maternal health?
Well, Julie, this is an event that is for the family, for the culture, for the community. For those who may not be familiar with Black Maternal Health Week, this is an opportunity to celebrate our Black mamas, our Black babies, to lift up and elevate the importance of just healthy, thriving Black families and what that looks like, whether it is through education, most importantly, through opportunities, through resources, and through action. And so individuals will be able to not only come and fellowship, get all the good food and swag and engage with Black businesses. But we're going to sit down and have a good heart-to-heart discussion celebrating what it means in policy and practice and education and advocacy, what thriving, happy Black families, Black mamas, Black babies look like.
We love it because the fact of the matter is, with Black women being three times more likely to die because of pregnancy complications or even a year after pregnancy, Amber, what are some of the systemic barriers that we as Black women face that need to be at the forefront of this discussion?
One, most importantly, is being seen and being able to advocate unapologetically for our health. It starts with that. I mean, many of us, Black women, no matter education, background, social economics, we all have had experiences when it comes to not just our health, but our reproductive health, where we have not felt like we've been seen. And so this is an opportunity to speak to that and to talk about the barriers of just being able to speak, to talk to legislators, to our doctors, to our healthcare providers, to just each other about being seen in our doctor's offices. But most importantly, to be seen by our local leaders. You know, what are we doing on a local level? You know, as a commissioner in Lawrence, I have to think about what are the barriers that I could be breaking down in the policies that we have locally that are preventing my mamas from being able to access healthcare, to access it safely, effectively, and efficiently. So I have a voice to that. I can do that locally as well as I can use my voice and my position to do it on a state and federal level as well.
The Healthy Thriving Black Families, a conversation on Black maternal health this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Memorial Hall, 1600 North 7th Street Traffic Way in KCK. There's also going to be vendors on site, Black-owned businesses. Amber, if people want to register to come in person or on Zoom or even for the child care available, what do they need to do?
They can go to KBEN, that's KBEN. bmhw.eventbrite.com or check us out on social media, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, or even Facebook. Look up KBEN, Kansas Birth Equity Network. Click on the QR code. We still got space available for you.
All right. We appreciate all the work you're doing. Look forward to even more, Amber. And thank you so much for what you're doing in birthing justice for Black women. We so appreciate you.
Thank you, Julie, and thank you for listing this event up. It's greatly appreciated.